Hey, this is Andy from Black Veil Brides, and you are watching CMS TV.
It's Wasp right here on your classic metal show, doing a Who cover, The Real Me. And apparently Blackie Lawless is doing the Axl Rose and the who else was doing the Phil Collins.
Phil Collins, Dave Grohl, a couple of them have done it.
Doing the sitting down because they're fucked up. Their physicality is not up to snuff.
Yeah, that just stinks.
Yeah. Apparently Wasp Linchpin. His linchpin. Blackie Lawless has vowed to complete the band's European tour while seated after suffering a herniated disc in his back.
Okay.
The 66-year-old rocker revealed in a post on his official website earlier today, that would be the 11th of May, that he will still honor his final five European dates, despite the doctors trying to persuade him otherwise.
Now, do you think the doctors are really trying to persuade him, or is he just trying to sound like he's a tough guy?
He's a tough guy.
He's a mean man, as they say.
Well, that's Chris Holmes.
Yeah, well, he's trying to be the mean man.
Right. But regardless of that, yeah, of course, you know, you have to play it up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like the stadium arena show that he's bringing to the masses, you know.
Right.
Last month, Blackie confirmed that he's been performing on the Wasp 40th anniversary European tour while in considerable pain because of a slipped disc. I've done my best to hide it, but there are times during many of the shows the pain is overwhelming and then becomes impossible to disguise, Blackie explained. Just like Chris Aiken. He somehow, you know, makes it through the CMS on 6 hours and then 2 hours with Eric and 6 hours with Toomey and 12 hours with Seth and 15 hours with...
Yeah, I somehow do it. You know how I do it? With a lot of aspirin.
And then, in his new post today, Blackie has vowed to finish the European run. Come hell or high water, he said.
What a man.
And he explained he has now built a chair into his skeletal mic stand called Elvis.
Okay.
As many of you already know, I had serious setbacks at the hands of a very unqualified doctor here in Europe about 2 weeks ago into the tour. I've been receiving treatments at a hospital in Berlin, and that team of doctors has been nothing short of fantastic. But at the same time, they strongly advised me to stop the tour and go back to LA and begin my rehab. But it's hard for them to understand that this is the only 40th anniversary I'm ever going to get, not to mention that the fans have stood by us this entire time and have waited over 3 years because of the pandemic.
Yeah.
For 3 different sets of tour postponements.
Right. Here he is in the chair, by the way.
Did you get that from Shelly Rocks?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And she sent over a litany of photos, and I'm going to get to her review of the show.
Yeah. Well, there it is.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Blackie chairless.
I can't wait to see Blackie Lawless, you know, miming while he sits.
Exactly.
You know, you don't get the real vocals. You don't get the real show. Right. Fan-fucking-tastic.
How many? Now, here's a question for you. Mm-hmm. Over the years, various musicians, rock stars, performers, whatever you want to call them, they always talk about wearing their own gear on stage.
Yeah.
Is that cheesy, or is that cool?
It's always cheesy. Every time, and that seeps into bands that I like myself, like Jason Newsted always wore Metallica shirts. Always.
All right.
And every time I saw it, I was like, dude, come on. You know, don't wear your own gear. You know, if you need to promote more than selling me a ticket for fucking X amount of money, then you're in bad shape.
Okay.
Yeah. I always thought that was cheesy as shit. Whenever any band does it, I find it to be cheesy.
All right.
So do you not?
I don't really have an opinion. All I know is that it's always been like, dude, you're wearing your own shirt on stage.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not a good look.
I mean, it's just like, I get it. I mean, I wear a CMS shirt periodically. I wear the button down now and again, but, I don't wear it everywhere I go. I typically will wear it now and again, but nothing, all the time. But
if you were like out performing for, like a concert, you wouldn't wear a shirt with the name of your band on it.
I don't think so.
You'd wear somebody else's shirt because then they associate you with that band.
Right. Of course.
That's why a lot of times you see the fucking thrash bands wearing a Metallica shirt or a Pantera shirt, or you see the hair bands wearing a Motley shirt or a, Slayer shirt or whatever, because they want to get the association
right
with the other band. Yeah. I don't know.
Or they just wear their own unique stage gear, whatever that is.
True. What about having the band name or logo on the drum kit? See, I'm okay with that.
Yeah, I am too, because you're just sort of like, I'm here to see the band.
Yeah, well, it's part of the stage.
Yeah, it's a stage setup. It's like having scrims or the backdrop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, same thing. So yeah, I'm actually okay with the drum kit, but not. Not the guy. Hey, I'm Blackie, and here I am wearing this. Chris wore a Vince Neil hat. I don't even own a Vince Neil hat. What are you talking about?
Did he? A Vince Neil hat.
A Vince Neil hat? I don't own a Vince Neil hat.
Well, what hats do you own? I know you own.
I have a ton of hats.
Yeah, I know you do, but I know you've worn the Jericho Green hat.
Yeah, I've worn Jericho. I think last week I wore my Wounded Warriors hat.
I know that you also have an LA Guns hat.
I do have an LA Guns, the Steve Riley version.
Right, right.
I have a Riley LA Guns hat. I have a decapitated hat. I have the Freedom of Speech motherfucker hat. I have about 50 hats. I'm a hat guy. Fat guys can't be shirt guys, so we're hat guys.
Right.
Although I've got my Do MILFs Not Drugs shirt on tonight.
What is it?
It says Do MILFs Not Drugs.
Do MILFs Not Drugs?
Yeah.
that song from Dave Hensarling and what was that about the shopping cart? MILF. The song.
They just have a song called MILF. Yeah.
MILF. Yeah.
Yeah, the Big Cock Band.
Big Cock. That's what I was looking for. Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah, now that's a sound clip right there. Big Cock. That's what I was looking for.
There it is. I don't have a saliva hat either. What is it that you guys are seeing on this camera?
That's the weird thing about this show now, that we morphed into the whole video thing. It's that people are just paying way too much attention or thinking they're seeing shit that they don't really see.
I'm going to be honest. I'm going to go the opposite way. They're not paying enough attention. If they think I own a fucking Vince Neil and a saliva hat, I'm not paying any attention. I do not have either of those hats.
All right.
I'd wear either one, but why not? But I don't own either one.
Yeah. I don't have any hats.
I'm a hat guy.
Yeah.
I literally have hats. I have a Smokin' Rock and Roll hat. I have a Philadelphia Stars from the USFL hat. I have the Kid Rock one with the parental advisory, no snowflakes allowed hat. I have a lot of hats.
All right. You wear a lot of hats.
I do. I do. Figuratively and literally.
Exactly. All right.
Jim has a crisscross hat.
No, that would be Christopher Cross, not crisscross.
Yeah. He's not jumping with the Black Daddy.
Jump.
The Jack Daddy made me jump.
Exactly. He's not wearing his jeans backwards.
That's right. Jackal might be. But that's just because he's drunk.
Right. Blackie continued at the start. The doctors there told me without a rest and rehab, I would definitely get worse. As hard as I pushed through these shows, they were right. The show last night in Zurich was cut short, two songs, and I do apologize for that.
So what's that leave, like six?
Yeah, it isn't a very long show, that's for sure.
Two songs, that's half the set.
Exactly. It reached a point where I could no longer perform, and it lasted throughout the entire show. My legs were giving out on me, and it got dangerous.
Mm.
I will not be able to stand to do the remaining five shows. So the compromise I reached with the doctors was if I had been seated in a chair to do these last five, they will give me the clearance to finish the tour and do those remaining five shows. The clearance. You don't think Blackie would just do what he wants if he wanted to?
Here's your clearance. How's your back feel? Good. All right, get up there.
Give me the clearance, Clarence.
Yeah, go have a seat there on fucking Elvis and
right.
And, you know, sit through your show.
Yeah, right. Ride that spring loaded bastard.
Yeah. Convert the show to all fucking ballads so it's not as hard to sing.
Right. I've never done this before, but please understand my intention is to finish this tour, come hell or high water, and give this incredibly dedicated fan base that has been with us from the beginning the show that they all heard about.
It's hard for me to heard about the show.
All they heard was this is kind of a ripoff. Black. Yeah. It just wasn't much of a nothing.
It's hard to fucking buy into I'm a wild child when you're sitting in a chair. I'm a wild child. Come and wheel me to the floor.
Exactly.
Oh, Jesus, come on.
Plus, we're going to build the chair into Elvis while he's been with us the whole time. And what is this? Trunk's going to hear about Chris's hat collection, do a top 20 best hats mailbag show.
Probably true.
Who's got the best hat?
Yeah. Who's got the best hat? Let's go. Callers, call in for the next 3 weeks.
Right, exactly. Can I do my top five hats while I got you on the line there, Eddie?
Yeah, Eddie, I got that Van Halen hat from 1984. It's fantastic.
Sure. plus we're gonna build the chair into Elvis. Hey, he's been with us the whole time, and he will like this thing has got a life of its own. He will finish the tour right beside me because he's basically one of the band.
Blackie wants his own Eddie so bad.
I know.
And nobody has ever bought into this except him.
Yeah, I know. Well, he wheeled that thing in during the KFD tour.
Right.
That's when he unveiled this thing.
Yeah.
This but Elvis thing.
He expects people to be like, oh, there it is.
Yeah, it's Elvis.
And nobody does.
Yeah, but he doesn't have his own name either. It's Elvis. He's using Elvis.
Yeah, it's Elvis.
Yeah. No, he's not using like Rattlehead or Eddie or some shit like that. He called it Elvis.
This thing is less cool than Randy Trask's chair. That's a cool chair.
Right, of course. It's got big diesel stacks on it.
That's right.
But as frustrating as this all has been, I can't wait to get into rehab and then destroy America again on the second and the final leg of the 40th anniversary world tour.
Do you think Phil Collins came off the stage every night and says, man, I just destroyed Cleveland?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I mean, he probably was like embarrassed. Man, I sat there again.
Yeah, we are coming back and we're coming to hurt somebody.
Like your back?
Yeah.
That's the only thing that he's hurting is his back.
Right.
Jesus, come on.
Because he's back for more.
Jeez. I don't know. Whatever. I'm not feeling this too much, are you?
No. Our good friend Taylor had sent me a text that she was going to go to the Blackie show, the Wash show.
Okay.
When it hits the Gary, Indiana area at the Hard Rock Casino.
Okay.
And I shared this story with her.
Yeah.
And this segment may not make YouTube.
Should I bounce it for a minute? I can bounce YouTube. All right. Sorry, YouTube, but you're going to get bounced.
All right.
Hold on. YouTube has been removed.
All right. This fucking nigger better not cancel this summer tour. Niggy Lawless.
Language in there.
That's what I said.
Oh, my goodness.
All right. Now you can come back on.
All right. Let me bring YouTube back then. Where is YouTube? YouTube. Here we go. Here we go. YouTube is coming back here. All right. YouTube is now reconnected. I like having the ability to just dump it out and come back whenever we want to.
Thanks, YouTube, for censoring every insensitive words.
Yeah, well, again, people, if you're watching, you should be watching on Rumble.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
We are going to definitely be using that more and more. Just if we're going to go into a place, we're just going to dump YouTube for a minute.
Right. All right. Well, anyway, our good friend Shelly Rocks in the chat room.
Yeah.
She went to see the Blackie Lawless show in a chair.
Right.
Which obviously you got one of her photos pasted up there.
I do.
Let's see, what is this here? Oh, Sal hitting me up. Just loving the words. Eileen and Chris, not sure if you'd be interested or not, but I thought I'd forward you my own review of the Wash show I attended this past week.
Okay.
I threw in a few Blackie photos. I took two. Hope you like it. She went to the place called the Docks in Lucerne. I think that's how you say it.
Okay.
Here's the set list, which is very short. It started off with a medley of On Your Knees, The Flame, The Torture Never Stops, Inside the Electric Circus. It moves on to Love Machine, Wild Child, The Idol, The Great Misconception of Me, Chainsaw Charlie. Blind in Texas, Animal, Fuck Like a Beast, which he said he would never do.
Yeah, well, gotta make your money.
But he made it his own, as he told you in his interview.
Yeah, sure. By singing it exactly as it was before.
Made it special.
Sure did.
The Real Me and I Want to Be Somebody.
Mm, wow. That's
the whole set.
That stinks.
It was a sold out show, and the story beforehand was that due to his ongoing back injury, Blackie would be playing from a chair. Not what you want to hear, but I waited too long to let this detail convince me not to bother going.
Right.
For the use of the backing tracks was a non-issue for me and turned out to be actually fact to enhance the live sound.
Okay.
Wasp hit the stage somewhat later than expected and opened up by busting us with a rapid fire medley of On Your Knees, The Flame, The Torture Never Stops, and Inside the Electric Circus. Blackie was sounding in fine form. Even with the backing tracks, you can hear he can still cut it vocally despite the battle with terrible pain.
Well, how can you hear that if you're listening to backing tracks?
I don't know. The band were on point. They played really well. Visually, it was all pretty impressive.
Yeah.
It was impressive. I didn't find it that impressive. Before continuing, Blackie addressed the elephant room performing in a chair just 25 hours earlier. Whilst receiving treatment, his doctor told him it was time to pack it up and get on a plane and go the fuck home.
That's right. Beat it, pal.
Blackie, if I may paraphrase from a song in Blind in Texas, didn't want to go home.
No.
He wanted to continue for the fans, so a compromise had to be struck. The deal from the doctors was you stand up, you go home, or you sit in a chair, you get to play. Boy, I tell you, he must have had the speech already memorized. Because
do you believe any of this?
This is all exactly from just the story I read.
But I mean, do you believe any of it?
No, I think that it's a theater. It's a lot of theater.
I think he was in Europe and he was like, fuck that. I'm going to lose $100,000 if I go home now. I'm going to tough it. I think I could sit in a chair and let the tracks play behind me and sing.
But I'll build it up that it's a pretty important thing that I played for you guys, because even the doctor said I'm going to die. Yeah.
I got to sell this somehow to these saps that are going to give me their money.
Right.
So I'm going to sell it like I'm a tough motherfucker.
Exactly.
Well, hey, I mean, he is in show business. That is what you do.
Yeah, it's illusion. It's all an illusion.
Right.
So that's where we are, Blackie explained. Given the scenario, the crowd were highly vocal in their support of using the chair. Then it was back to the music.
That's right. Are you seeing these things I'm putting in the chat?
Yeah. our fans are very clever.
Roll like a beast.
Roll like a beast.
I'm blind and crippled.
Exactly.
Inside the electric wheelchair.
Exactly. And our fans are pretty clever.
Coming up, my God.
Pretty quick. They are.
Should have named it Pelvis.
Exactly. Yeah. Elvis for Pelvis.
Too good. These are fucking, they're coming in fast and furious. I love it.
Yep. She continues. They belted out the popular hits Love Machine, Wild Child, Blind in Texas, sandwiched in between three tracks off the Crimson Idol release in honor of the 30th anniversary to the Idol. The Great Misconception of Me, Chainsaw Charlie. After leaving the stage with a hyped up audience. Boy, I tell you, she should have wrote for Music's Bottom Line.
She should be Blackie's publicist.
Exactly. The hyped up audience yelled for more. They eventually returned for an encore with Blackie taking a moment to pay a heartfelt tribute to the gathered crowd, stating that the band's 40 years was a testament to all the amazing fans, and giving up his thanks for that. The band's been with them, what, 10 years?
Yeah.
Various members. I mean, there's really nobody in the band that's like a long-term member, is there?
Nearly, they've been with them since Desperado. Since Babylon. Sure. Been in the band since Babylon.
Right. Finally closing out the show with a rousing chorus of Animal, The Real Me, and I Want to Be Somebody. So my verdict is that even sitting in the chair and looking in obvious agony, bye-bye back crusher.
Bye-bye back crusher. Bye.
Exactly. Blackie still delivered a damn good show.
Too funny.
Positive that the legend that he really is. Well done. God bless you, sir, for soldiering on the way that you did.
Right.
Hey, thanks for a memorable night, and I wish Blackie well on his road to recovery.
Mm-hmm.
So there you are.
So Shelly, well, I do hope he's okay. But
well, yeah, I do too. Shelly Rocks checking in.
But man, I just can't see shelling out the money for this.
Yeah.
Sit like a beast. They just keep on coming. I love it. It's too funny. Too good.
Well, there you are.
Yeah.
So there you go. I got to be kind of friendly with Blackie in the early to mid 2000s. He made a point to come on the show at least a half a dozen times between 2000 and 2007. So you know, he always was very cool to me. I have no issue with it, but
I got no issue with Blackie either.
But I just think it's funny that it's the whole hype it up.
Yeah, well, he's got that old school mentality. This is how you do it.
The doctor said this would be the death of me, but I'm soldiering on for you. That's the fans.
Odds are against me, but I'm doing it anyway. Yeah.
You're here tonight. Let's make this place rock.
Let's do what I'm not supposed to be capable of doing tonight. Yeah. All right, Blackie.
And then you go, woo!
Metal.
Then Randy said, I pointed to him and he pointed right back at me, and I threw him the peace sign and he gave me the thumbs up, and I was just like, we're connected, man.
That's my guy.
This is funny.
Fucking Randy.
So there you are. There's Michelle, who recently saw Wasp with Blackie sitting in the Elvis chair.
Well, congratulations on getting that half a show, Michelle. Well,
the question is how did Blackie get from the side stage to the Elvis chair? Did his band members carry him out and set him in the chair, or did he walk under his own power, as they would say at the NFL?
Sat inside the electric wheelchair, got rolled out.
Right.
That had two or three stagehands pick him up and put him into Elvis.
Right.
That's how I'm guessing.
Yeah. So did he walk under his own power, or was he wheeled out?
I'm sure he did the walk in and the little wave, and then he climbed up and was like, okay, are you ready, London?
Yeah. Are you fucking ready to rock?
Leaned it back a couple times, you know, rocked it back and forth.
Yeah.
Like he was getting ready to show the aggression.
Sure.
You know, I'm sure that's what he did. And then just fucking broke out into on your knees, on your ass.
Right.
On your knees. Wishes he could get on his knees at this point. So, he walked in very carefully, Shelley says.
He gingerly walked to the Elvis.
That's right.
Gingerly.
That's right. Too funny.
All right. So there you are. There's a personal up close review of the Blackie show.
There you go. Well, there we have it.
Yeah.
Interesting. We'll be right back.